sweetheart. Can I get you anything? I know you've had a long and busy day. Please, tell me. I want to hear all about it. Yes. I remember you saying you had an off-site business lunch. Where did you all go? A hotel? Really? There aren't enough restaurants in the city? Okay. Yes, if it is more than eating and drinking, then that makes sense. But was it good? Great. The what? Who did you run into? My sister? Why would she be downtown? Are you sure it was her? Well, you have me curious now. Let me go ahead and call her.
No.
Okay. I won't call her.
That evening, the husband spent some time searching, and sure enough, came across his sister-in-law's profile, offering her companionship services. He was familiar with the site, as he, without his wife's knowledge, of course, had previously leveraged the service and had met some wonderful women who were more than happy to accommodate his, let's say, needs. And with his naughty sister-in-law, suspicions confirmed. What now?
Oh my. She is such a bad girl. And yes, she should be punished. Maybe. You want me to be my younger sister tonight? You love dreaming of me as her, don't you? Yes, of course. I want to please you. I'll roleplay her for you, baby. Have you come to play? It does make me hot, wanting my older, sexy brother-in-law to be naughty with me. And it doesn't matter that I'm married, does it? I know it doesn't. What's even naughtier is that you know me and my husband are trying to have a baby. Oh, yeah. You still want to squirt your cum inside my unprotected pussy? Don't you? Yes. I do love it. Oh, no. My husband doesn't have to know that you are the daddy. I do love your cock. Oh, just look at it. Oh, it's so, so much bigger than my husband's. Oh. Are you gonna stretch open my tight pussy? I do. I so want it. Oh, yes. Please.
As the kinky couple played out their dirty fantasy, they came up with a plan. In the morning, the wife would reach out to her sister and let her know she was going to be out shopping. See if she wanted to go with her. If she said yes, then they would come up with another idea. If her sister said no, then it would be a wait and see game. The hope was to see if the sister, knowing the wife wouldn't be home, would stop by the house to have a talk with her brother-in-law about what happened the previous day at the hotel.
Oh, my sister did she? So she said she's on her way now? So you want me to do what we talked about last night? Okay. Yes. I can do that. I'll head there right now. This is fun. You make life hot. Okay, talk soon.
So the idea was kind of like a wife swap, but not a full wife swap. A little confused? It's okay. I'll make it clear for you shortly.
So, how are things going for you and, well, my sweet sister? Yeah? That's great. She tells me you two are trying for a little one. That's good. Well, maybe this time. She is, of course, keeping track of her cycle. Good, good. I taught her well. Yes. Big sisters, you know a thing or two, right? So where is she, by the way? She had to go to the grocery store. I see. Well. There's something that you should probably know.
The wife explained to the hubby what had happened. How her husband had caught her younger sister walking into the hotel, dressed up, and then how later that night, he discovered her companionship service site.
I'm sorry. I know this is a lot to take in. What is that? Why am I here telling you all this? Well, you see, there's more. My husband has always dreamed of fucking your wife, my younger sister. Sounds so crazy. You know, say it out loud, right? Or is it just me? Anyway, he likes it when I role play her. It's his favorite fantasy. Well, after all that happened yesterday, he figured this was the perfect opportunity to have her the way he always wanted. Your wife isn't grocery shopping. She's over at my house right now, trying to explain her way out of being caught at the hotel. Wow. Look, if you don't believe me, you can hear it for yourself.
Look, please. I can't have anyone find out about this. No? My husband doesn't know. No one knows. Well, except I guess now you do. Look, what do you want from me?
I'm telling you.
You didn't tell my sister, did you?
Naughty, naughty.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So, you believe me now?
It was all intense. Like a dream. For everyone. Well, maybe not for the sister-in-law. She felt vulnerable, exposed. And the morning was only getting started.